Oh, sure. He'd made a half-hearted offer to go to counseling with, or more likely without, Jolene. But that was too little too late. Nothing had changed, and as a result, the stress in their home had become intolerable. Now that she was pregnant, Rachel had decided to leave, for the sake of her sanity and for her own health and that of her baby. She'd lied to Bruce, saying she had a place to stay with an unidentified friend. Instead, she'd checked into a Bremerton hotel. The problem was, she needed her job if she was going to support herself, which meant she'd need to find an apartment in Cedar Cove, or at least nearby. Everything was complicated by the fact that this hadn't been an easy pregnancy. She had severe morning sickness, and her blood pressure was dangerously high. That was understandable considering the tension in the house. If not for the baby, Rachel might have found the strength to deal with Jolene. She might have been willing to devote all her energy to sorting out the complicated tangle of the girl's emotions, giving her the constant reassurance she seemed to require. Since Jolene had learned about the baby, the whole situation had become that much more difficult. Not only did her stepdaughter see her as competition for Bruce's affections, but now Rachel had committed an even worse crime by bringing another child into the family, robbing the girl of his undivided attention. What shocked Rachel was how close she and Jolene had been before she married Bruce. As a motherless child herself, Rachel had taken a special interest in Jolene, part maternal, part friendly. They'd bonded when the girl was just 6. A year after Jolene's mother was killed in a car accident. Bruce had brought Jolene into the salon for a haircut, and Jolene had sadly told her how much she missed her mommy. Rachel had been drawn to the child because she'd identified with Jolene. She still recalled in vivid detail how she'd felt when her own mother had died, and she'd gone to live with her mother's sister, a woman she barely knew. Through the years, the closeness between Rachel and Jolene had grown until she'd made the mistake of marrying Jolene's father. To be fair to the teenager, Jolene had wanted Rachel and Bruce to wait until she'd had time to get used to the idea. Bruce, however, wouldn't hear of it. He'd wanted them married. Well, so did Rachel, although she'd asked Bruce to delay the wedding because of Jolene's qualms. But by then, the momentum of their plans had taken over. In the beginning, after first meeting Bruce, she hadn't considered him anything more than a friend. He was Jolene's dad. He relied on her help with his daughter. For years, there hadn't been the slightest indication of romantic interest on either part. Rachel was seeing Nate Olson, a Navy warrant officer she'd met, after bidding on him at a fundraiser for the local Humane Society, the Dog and Bachelor Auction. Shortly after the wedding, Nate was deployed out of state, but now he was back. They'd been in contact recently, and in fact, he was the friend she'd arranged to meet here. For a while, she and Nate had seriously thought about marriage. However, by the time he'd asked her to make a decision, Rachel had come to realize she was in love with Bruce. Surprisingly, miraculously, Bruce loved her, too. From there, everything had moved quickly. Too quickly. She had to acknowledge the truth of that old cliche about marrying in haste. Rachel had been all too willing to accept Bruce's assurances that Jolene would adjust. After all, he'd pointed out, it wasn't as though Rachel was a stranger. But Jolene hadn't adjusted. Whatever affection she'd had for Rachel had changed into passive-aggressive behavior and then escalated to open antagonism. Not wanting to distress her husband, Rachel had done her best to deflect Jolene's hostility. The pregnancy was unplanned, and she'd hoped to keep it a secret for a few months. But Bruce insisted it was only right to tell Jolene. That, too, had backfired, and it had led to this. The cafe door opened, but Rachel didn't look